Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Do you know what time it is? It's time to love. That's right. I'm Lydia, your lighthouse of love, teaching, motivating, and guiding you on your journey to loving yourself. Now, today, we are going to be talking about self-care. Now, self-care, as defined by Wikipedia, refers to actions and attitudes which contributes to the maintenance of well-being and personal health, and also to promote human development. I'm all about that. In philosophy, self-care refers to the care and cultivation of self in a comprehensive sense, focusing particularly on the soul and the knowledge of self. Now, in our society, in our world, some may believe it to be selfish or overly indulgent. But a good book I was looking at by Sherald Richardson on self-care is The Art of Extreme Self-Care, Transform Your Life in 1 Month at a Time. 1 Month at a Time. Now, Sherald says, when we care for ourselves and deliberately, we naturally begin to care for others. Our families, our friends, our world in a healthier, more effective way. Now, I definitely agree with that. In fact, this week, Thursday, I decided to have a date with myself, a little self-care time, Lydia time, and I went down to Denver. I'm living in Boulder, and I went down to Denver, and I spent the day exploring the art museum. Now, some of you know that I'm an artist, and I need inspiration. I need to look at art. And it was life-affirming, life-giving. It was inspiring. I just felt in awe of all the amazing works of art at the Denver Art Museum. They also have a special show. It's called Passport to Paris. And I must admit, I don't get down to Denver as much as I'd like. And I enjoyed this show. They had some Monets, Manets. They also had a Pissarro, some Pissarros. Camille Pissarro. And I loved his work. It was really amazing. And one of the things that really got me excited was a small sketch in another room of Picasso's. I'll tell you, that man just was an amazing artist, whatever you think of him. And it was a sketch of a man with a pipe. And I bet there were no more than 25 lines. It was just the suggestion of a body, the suggestion of just features. It was so inspiring. They also had some interactive, amazing interactive works that you could just play with. They had one that used gold and silver twisty ties and cardboard from beer, from six pack of beer that was probably donated, and hole punches. And you could make, just out of recycled things, you could make something. And they allowed you to work at a station. And I'm glad to say I was the only one there. And I just had such a fun time manipulating those twist ties and the cardboard and making something that I loved. I'm not saying it was good or it was art, but it was amazing. They had a whole exhibit up on in the modern art section, which really turns me on, by the way, of recycled art. And man, I couldn't believe it. And there is a part of me that wishes I had a huge storage unit that I could fill with things that I find. As it is, I bring them home, and lately I've been trying to, ease up on the junk or the things that I think I'll use someday. So I have been parting with such treasures, but I would really love to have that. So that was my self-care day, and I really believe that self-care sounds so easy, but for most women and some men, it's the hardest thing to do, and I wonder about that. Why? Why? Most women devalue and deprioritize their own needs for the needs of others, and that's just not healthy for you or any of your relationships. I believe that self-care is as necessary as oxygen. Now, there is a reason they tell you in an airplane to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. You really can't help anyone if you aren't taking care of yourself, and that is the absolute truth. So I'm inviting you to call in, and the number is 646-727-2914. Now, you can just listen, but I don't have a screener, so I really can't tell who's here just to listen. I see I have two callers on the line, and one is area code 253. I think that is Dr. B. Brenda Berry. And also 847, and that could be a friend of mine from Chicago. I'd love that. So anyway, I will, I'll take you off hold, and I'll say area code, and then I'll, if you don't want to talk, if you just want to listen, that's fine. I do have a question out there. What is your way of self-care, or do you find it hard, or would you like some ideas about self-care? So I'm going to bring up area 253 first. I'll unmute that. Hopefully I can do that. Bear with me. I am not technologically savvy. In fact, I've been trying for, I tried all night long to get my music on here, and I think I'm close. So maybe next week I'll have some new music, but I am still terribly inept. Okay. Okay. Oh, hi.
Okay.
There we go. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Yeah. How are you? It was being
I'm doing
weird.
I'm fine.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
You're going to weigh in on the subject today?
Yes. Well, I'll just tell you what my recent self-care thing was. I've been in a panic and a freak out about school. And I actually just made me feel really catatonic. I found myself in absolute inertia. And then I decided I might as well just do something. You know, I guess I took a little bit of Nancy Reagan, you know, just do it. I'll go ahead and give her credit for that. I can't think of any other thing to give her credit for, even though I'm sure she deserves it. I just don't really know her. But I'll just say, yeah, just do it. So I've just been plugging away, and whatever grades are going to come are going to come, but the important thing is to eventually get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took a few breaths, although I haven't caught up with my breath, but I just decided to just move forward and just whatever I can get done, I'll get it done. Whether it's in order or not in order, it'll get done. So
yeah. You go ahead.
My suggestion is that self-care sometimes looks at not being number one in the race. You just do the race.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry for
interrupting. That's it. I mean, that's a real big self-care thing for me, and it's hard for me to do because I like to be so much more in control.
Yeah, don't we all, though? Don't we all? But you're going to have to tune in next week when we talk about baby steps. Baby steps,
oh, yeah.
You know? Just, you know, putting one foot in front of the other sometimes is all we can do. And I'm wondering if it's the first of the year letdown after, like, the big hoorah of the first of the year. But I've been feeling some of that inertia, too. And I basically got, you know, I had a good talk with myself, a loving, gentle talk with myself, and basically kind of came into that same realization of just start, Lydia. It's okay.
Yeah, I love that you took a day for yourself. I advocate anything where you treat yourself like a new lover or a new girlfriend or boyfriend or somebody that you just can't wait to get with or be around or listen to.
I'll tell you, look
at that.
I love that too, and that's why I felt I actually started with getting my hair cut, just a quick trim, and I always feel like a movie star when I come out of her salon, Linda Bacon. I'll give her a plug. She's awesome. And I came out of her salon, and a lot of times I'm going into my studio to make pots. I'm like, oh, I look this fabulous, and I'm just going in my own studio. You know, maybe I'll have to go shopping for something, you know, get some milk or something. You know, people just have to see my beautiful hair. And you know what the cool thing is? When I was at the art museum, I opened the door for this woman, and she goes, I love your hair. I was just like, I wanted to shake it like a movie star or someone that's full of themselves. I didn't, though. I didn't do that. It was, but it was definitely a temptation. But, you know, I invited a friend, another artist friend, to come with me on my date. And I said, it'll be like double dating. You can be with yourself, and I'll be with myself. So I took it to a little bit extreme. She didn't go, and that was absolutely fine. And I also snuck in there a little mini date with my husband, which is always fun. I got to eat lunch with him, and he was very Mr. Talkative. I loved it. He had just gotten back from court, and, oh, man, he was ready to tell me everything. And after a day of work, he doesn't really want to talk about it. So it was really quite fun. It was an awesome, awesome day. And like I said, very inspiring. I just love the art museum, and I just don't get down there enough. So that was definitely me time. You know, I want to talk to this area code 847 and see who this is. Let's see if I can bring them on. Hi, 847. Who's calling?
Hi. How are you? Candy.
Hi, Candy. I thought it might be you, but, you know, since now we just store our numbers in this little square device, I don't know anyone's phone number anymore. Hi. How are you,
I know.
Candy?
That's always the way it is. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I am excellent.
I wanted to congratulate
you
about your new show. This is great.
I love this. This is a passion of mine, you know, motivating, teaching, guiding people on their road to loving themselves more or being all they could be. That's you know, something I've done for all my life, and now I'm just going to make it my life.
Well, I think that's what everybody's trying to do throughout their life, isn't it?
I agree. Hopefully is right. But, you know, some of us get it later than others. But, you know, as long as you're getting it, it doesn't matter when you get it. It's just so that you get it. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm not saying anything new here at all, but it is, you know, maybe I'll say it in a way or someone will happen on this radio show, either live or in the archives, and it'll speak to them in some way. So, okay, my question
well, you know,
to you.
Women have such busy lives, and when you're raising children or working and doing whatever you have to do, it's hard to make time for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So it's an important subject.
You don't really feel good about yourself sometimes when you do it. You feel guilty. And I know that you and I, you know, you guys, I know Candy from Chicago. She is a friend of mine since the freshman year, probably the summer between eighth grade and freshman year. And I have to admit that one of Candy's fortes in life is to keep friends together. And if it wasn't for her, no, I'm serious. If it wasn't for you, Candy, I wouldn't be connected with so many friends from Chicago. And, you know, you're dear to my heart because of that.
And you are as well. You know that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So now what do you do? Do you get self-care days, Candy? Or hours?
Definitely. Yeah. I try and go have a massage every once in a while. I go downtown twice a week, and not in the weather we've been having lately, but sometimes I'll walk over to the Art Institute or
I
just
love
walk
that.
Around
Art
downtown.
Institute.
I know. There's so many fun things in Chicago. Just not so much when it's 40 below or
no,
or rain and ice storms. Those are always fun.
I've been looking at pictures
to miss
of
it.
That is interesting.
Oh, yesterday
now.
Was just hideous.
Really? God, are you still
oh,
on
Oh, my
the...
God. It just rained all day, and it was slushy and icy and, oh, just awful.
Oh. You guys are awful. In that polar vortex. They have a name for it.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get that, huh?
No, we didn't. No, we missed the polar vortex. Now, we had some cold weather, but it was here, and then it was up to the 40s and 50s. In fact, today is,
you
I
always.
Think, yeah, we are lucky. We have the cold weather, but then it goes back up, you know, gets nice and warm.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can handle winters here. Those bad winters in Chicago, I don't think I'm made of that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but it's such a relief when spring comes.
Oh, God. Oh, yes, isn't it, though? Spring, my favorite time of year.
That's why
I'm enjoying this show that started, you know, last week, the beginning of the year, because maybe I can help people. I don't know about you guys, but I definitely have a little bit of the doldrums in the winter. And, you know, you both know me.
Yeah.
I
think with the dark weather.
Definitely.
Isn't it? The dark weather, your past the fun holidays.
Yep.
You know, it's
That's
kind of
That's why I
letdown.
Love the holidays. It is a
I
letdown.
Know.
So hopefully I can inspire some people to, you know, to get a new perspective or something in terms of healthcare. I'll tell you, going down to Denver was just, it was a rejuvenation, and it definitely helped me see the light. So that is awesome.
Good.
I like that you said massage. That is just an awesome self-care
it
thing.
It is wonderful. It is
I
wonderful.
Love it.
I've always meant to do the acupuncture, too, but I've never done it.
Oh, man.
It's on my
I
list.
Love acupuncture. I love acupuncture. Sometimes I'm on the table, and I just feel I feel high, but I feel high most of the time. It's just me. I'm blessed that way. No,
okay.
I do. I am so, you know, I'm just basically happy. But, you know, I'll tell you the worst thing about winter for me is the brownness. I like to see green. And last year I went down to Mexico with some girlfriends. Talk about self-care. I had a self-care week. It was so awesome. And we went down there and I just loved seeing green and seeing flowers blooming. I couldn't get enough of it. I must have taken 300 pictures because I was just, it was like, okay, this is following me home so that I have this when I get there. Yeah, it was wonderful.
So your number one recommendation is go down to Mexico?
Well, now that would be an awesome recommendation. But, okay, I actually have some things in self-care that require no money at all, you know,
because
I don't want people to feel that, you know, self-care is all about the money. It really and truly isn't. And even though I went to Mexico on the cheap, I had a friend who had a house right on the beach. It was so amazing. I got a good flight. You know, we bought our flights in November and, you know, all of that. You know, there are plenty of things to do for yourself that cost no money at all. Just like Brenda, you know, she had a great idea. You know, if you're feeling that inertia, and then sometimes with inertia, we tend to beat ourselves up. You know, oh, why aren't you doing this? Come on, stop procrastinating. You're such a blah, 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 blah. And the self-talk gets worse and worse, and our inertia feels like cement boots, and we don't want to move at all. But to just allow ourselves to take a small step, to encourage ourselves, and then to love ourselves with that small step. Wouldn't you say that's true, Brenda?
Yeah, I certainly would say it's true, but quite honestly, when Pollyanna-type people are talking to me and I'm in a complete free zone of terror, it's hard to take sometimes. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's probably the best thing for me is to kind of get still, because then I'm not really, you know, I find it easier to not react to everything everyone else is doing. So,
right.
Okay. You know, just, you know, I'll admit it. I'm one of my friends told me last night, oh, you can do it. You know, you can do it. And I just, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you just wanted
to
slap her. You just wanted to slap her.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's good to find out about self-care because, you know, yeah, you beat yourself up. I was beating myself up, and I am under some extreme time constraints. But then when you start to keep going with the beatings, yeah, you almost kind of become a wife beater, you know, who just kind of starts with little taps, and then you just get all into kicking and jumping on a person, you know. You start jumping on yourself, so.
Yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it'd be good to learn about the baby step processes, you know, to move yourself, even at the smallest little inch crawls away from that negative reaction.
Right. Exactly. You know, to do, you know, to crawl away or to do what you know really helps you get out of that funk. You know, Candy, I don't know if you know, I know you don't know Brenda, and she's my friend from the Seattle area, and she's an awesome cook. And I think that's something that you might use for getting out of the doldrums or taking a step. I don't know. Do you use it for that or just to nourish yourself? Nourishing yourself, that's self-care.
It is.
Right?
It definitely is.
Yeah.
I just find myself being very lazy about it.
About cooking?
You know, Carol always inspires me whenever I go visit Carol, another friend of ours. She is such a great cook, and I just never get myself into it. I make the most basic of things.
Uh-huh.
And it's just not really, it's not inspiring at all.
Well, now.
A couple steaks on the Barbie or
I made a lot better
than that.
Oh, man, I made amazing dinner last night. When your husband tells you, you know, thanks, oh, that was amazing, and even goes on and raves about it. And one of the things I did was I had pecan-crusted chicken breast, and this was really all very easy. And then the recipe that I kind of took my cues from, I invoked my inner Brenda because I really got creative. And the recipe had, like, the basics. They had sweet potatoes, they had cranberries, and they had apples. And I didn't have the recipe. I couldn't find the recipe. So I ended up just invoking my inner Brenda, and I experimented. And so I steamed some sweet potatoes, and then I had some whole cranberries that I actually made up, and I used some orange tea inside the cranberries, and I made up the cranberries. I threw in some apples, and then I mixed it all together and baked for a little bit. And it was, my husband loved it. And I thought it might be too sweet for him, but he's like, God, I love the way the fruit was with the sweet potatoes. He loved it.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, it sounds like a gourmet meal.
It was
your
really
Brenda
good.
Is much more fancy than mine.
Inner Brenda, though, she loves to put weird flavors together. And so I read her concoctions and just laugh, but then I go, ooh. In fact, right before I got on air, I posted that there should be a flavoring, an all-natural flavoring. And really, when I say all-natural, I mean all-natural. It's kind of a misnomer these days, but maple bacon Cholula flavor. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Maple bacon and what else?
Maple bacon Cholula or hot sauce flavor.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, they probably have that out. Yeah, I'm sure they have that out there.
I don't know. But, yeah, bacon is big. In fact, I heard a comedian say, you know, you can't go wrong with anything with bacon. Anything with bacon is good, but and I agree with that. But yeah, my cooking is a bit of self-care, but I do cook for my family. And what's really nice is when I'm not cooking for my family, for me to create something that I really love. And most of the time it's a salad. And I get really creative with my salads. You know, I put in avocados and I put in nuts and I might put in some kind of a cheese, like a goat cheese. And yeah, so, and then that feels like self-care instead of grabbing what is easy. Yeah.
And it's really a sign that you are taking care of yourself when, especially if you're not with anybody else, if you're just cooking for yourself, to actually take the time to make something really good for yourself, that's a biggie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and unfortunately, I don't do it enough.
Yeah. Well, I think
so
it's hard.
I'm gonna try and turn that around.
Good, because
that'll be
on
my list.
Very rewarding. It's very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
Take a little class, Candy. Take a class.
Yeah, that would be fun.
It would be fun. That brings up, you said the key word, ding, 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 ding. You get a prize today. I'm not sure what, but
thank you.
You get a prize today because self-care is a lot about having fun. But I feel like there's three aspects of self-care. There's the physical self-care, there's the emotional self-care, and then there's spiritual self-care. And physical self-care is an area that people often overlook. And the first thing is food. You know, people are often so busy they don't have time to eat regularly or they substitute fast food for regular meals. I agree. I've done that before. It's not always reasonable to expect people to get 3 square meals a day plus a snack, but everyone should make sure they get adequate nutrition. That's a very good self-care thing. And I used to tell my ladies at Curves, I used to tell them, you know, eat the rainbow. You know, if you're having a bunch of green, throw some red in there. That's another thing I do with my salads. I try to create
I have a lot of fun with that. I try to get as many colors in there as possible.
And when you do that, you are then getting adequate nutrition. You can bet your life on that. I've also been juicing a lot lately, and I've been throwing in carrots, orange, beets, red, kale, green, and apple, and which could be green.
I don't know.
Light green. Yeah, and it tastes delicious, and I feel absolutely excellent doing that. Another physical self-care is exercise. And it's an overlooked type of self-care. And, you know, it's recommended at least 30 minutes of exercise 5 times a week. I do that, thank God, for my dogs. They are my exercise gurus. They get me out in all types of weather, and I have some really good gear. And a lot of times if the weather's really bad, mostly it's the wind that I don't like. And I just tell them it's going to be a quick one, but I take them over to this field about 5 blocks. We walk about 4 more blocks and then 5 more blocks home. And so we get 30 minutes of exercise, even if it's a quick one. So I'm really glad. I tell all you cat lovers, you know, I don't know if you can put them on a leash or maybe you can rent someone's dog, but they are the best motivators for me for exercise. But, you know, even if you take a quick walk at lunchtime, it can really combat those feelings of sadness or depression, and it can prevent chronic health problems.
And
it's
makes
good for you
feel so good.
It really does, because I think it's when you're exercising, you're also breathing. Breathing is a very good form of self-care. In case you're not doing it, I highly suggest breathing. and when I say that, I'm being silly, and I think that deep breathing or some kind of breathing exercise is very good. And that you can do if you're sitting at a long light or you're stuck in traffic, you know, don't have on the news. That's just going to make you feel worse. Do some deep breathing exercises. It's amazing how much better you feel. But another form of physical.
You listen to your show, huh?
There we go. Oh, I'm going to pay you later. Don't tell anyone. You and Brenda, you guys get a cut of my salary.
There you go.
Okay, now another good self-care is sleep. You know, although everyone has different needs, a reasonable guideline is that most people need between 7 and 10 hours sleep per night. And, you know, not getting enough sleep can present a whole lot of problems. And you need rest to rejuvenate. And if you're having sleeping problems, get it checked out. Quit grad school, Brenda. No, I'm just teasing. Maybe you can help by making it a priority, keeping regular hours, turn off your devices. And one of the best ways I have of falling asleep is to drink some tea. I have some usually sleepy time tea. That's one that I really love, or chamomile of some kind.
I like
and
chamomile.
Read a book. Oh, another good one. Now, I worked at Celestial Seasonings for a couple years, and one that people don't know about is Tension Tamer. And Tension Tamer has hops in it. And hops, as any beer drinker knows, will definitely relax you. So that's a good one. Or you can even get hops in a tincture or whatever, but, you know, that's it's a good thing. And also make your bedroom a peaceful oasis. As I look around my nice, neat, uncluttered bedroom, I'm just kidding about that. I'm actually going to get into the deep cleaning my bedroom and make it an oasis for myself. And you know, you guys, medical care. It's important to get medical care. I truly believe I'm not a big Western medicine person. But I really like to go get my annuals and make, you know, it's a good form of self-care. I do have an acupuncturist who also prescribes herbs, and that's the way I prefer to go for any medical needs that I have. Now, if I break a bone, I'm going to go see a doctor. So, but if my back gets out of whack, I will go see my acupuncturist. So then we're on to emotional self-care, and emotional self-care definitely means different things for different people. It might mean counseling, and this could mean seeing a psychologist, a social worker, a therapist, something like that, keeping a journal. I have been keeping a journal since I started one in high school, kept it, and that's a hoot. To read that stuff. Oh my God, I thought I knew everything.
Oh my God.
In that journal.
I'm very afraid.
you'd laugh so hard. That'd be a good form of self-care for us. I'll have to read that on the air sometime. No, it's true.
It is hard sometimes.
Oh, no.
It's hard to go back and look at your journals and look at where you were, what you thought, what you did.
Right. Oh. And especially, I was 15, and I was talking about being so mature. Anyway, it's definitely a good. It's good for
in
me
your
to
own
use.
Mind.
You know, and I didn't write too many embarrassing things, except that I love this guy or that. But it was the air of feeling, you know, that teenage angst, you know. And if I have any teenage listeners, my sweet niece. Madison, she said she was going to listen. I don't know if she is. And also my nephew, Max, they said they were going to listen. I love you guys so much because I know, I remember just like yesterday being a teenager. And believe me, it's not easy. And you know that I am always here for you. Many of your aunts and uncles are here for you and your moms and dads. They just absolutely love you. So if you're listening, know that I love you. But I've also kept a journal since I was 26, and I don't even go back and reread them. I could even burn them or lose them. It's okay. I think I want them around so maybe when the day comes that I am gone, that my son can read them and know how much I loved him and how I was always striving to be a better person, and that's probably why I keep them. So, okay, another emotional thing is meditation or relaxation exercises. You guys, relaxation techniques help many people with their emotional self-care. You can sit or stand comfortably with your feet flat on the floor or your back straight, and you can place one hand over your belly button and breathe in slowly and deeply through your nose and let your stomach expand as you inhale. Hold your breath for a few seconds, then exhale slowly out your mouth, sighing as you breathe out. A good, feels so good. Sometimes I just sigh. It feels good. It feels like a release. So concentrate on relaxing your stomach muscles as you breathe in. When you're doing this exercise correctly, you'll feel your stomach rise and fall about an inch as you breathe in and out. And try to keep the rest of your body relaxed. Your shoulders shouldn't rise or fall as you breathe. And slowly count to four as you inhale and four again as you exhale. At the end of the exhalation, take another deep breath. After three or four cycles of breathing, you should begin to feel its calming effect. Emotional self-care really can also involve the people around you. It's important to make sure that the people in your life are supportive. Nurture relationships with people that make you feel good about yourself. And that's why I'm always nurturing my relationship with Candy and also Brenda, because they make me feel extremely good about myself. I hope I pick them up as much as they pick me up, because they are They are absolutely amazing friends. So make spending time with friends and family a priority. But also be wary of friends or family who only call when they need something. People who always leave you feel tired or depressed when you see them. You know, when I see my friends, I can barely sleep. Tonight I'm going to go see my friends Barb and Dan in Lyons, and I probably won't get home till 3 or 4 in the morning, and I'll stay. My husband will be fast asleep as soon as his head hits the pillow, but I'll be awake for a good hour writing and just feeling really, really good, because they definitely pick me up. But friends, also be wary of friends who never have the time to listen to you. And you can deal with these people by setting limits. That's hard for people that give a lot to set limits. But you don't have to cut them out of your life, especially with family. That might not even be an option. But choose the time you spend with them carefully. Make sure that your time with these people has a clear end. Cut back on the time you spend with people who don't make you feel good. Life is short. Don't do it. Or spend time with them in a group rather than one-on-one. Screen your calls. Now, there's no rule that says you have to answer your phone every time it rings. If you don't feel like talking on the phone, call people back at a time that's more convenient for you. You can deal with these people by letting some go, and I've had to do that. I had to do that with one friend, and it was sad, but it was the best. I let her go to her highest good, and hopefully she wishes me the same. I believe she does. But if there are people in your life who consistently make you feel bad about yourself, consider letting those friendships or relationships go. I'm not saying this is an easy decision. It's difficult. But remember that you deserve to have people around you who genuinely care about you and who support you. Now, my father has passed, but at one time in my life with my relationship with him, I was willing to let our relationship go. And I wrote him a letter to that effect. And I said, you know, my friends and family, my friends and, you know, my other part of the family, they love me and support me. And even though they don't always agree with what I'm doing, they don't criticize me. And if you cannot change your ways, you know, have a great life. I love you and, you know, it's okay. Well, to his credit, he actually did change, and he tried his best to be less critical, and it worked out a lot better. It was a really hard thing for me to do, but I did it. Okay, so another challenge can be finding time for leisure activities. You know, I know people have demanding jobs, or they're going to school and working, or working and taking care of family, or going to grad school. But finding time to do activities that you enjoy, it's such an important aspect of self-care, self-love. So get involved in a sport or hobby that you love and find other people who are doing the same thing. Knowing that people are counting on you to show up, it can really help motivate you. If you have a spouse or a partner, make a date night and stick with it. And be sure to turn off your cell phone within reason. If the babysitter needs to find you, consider, you know, just having your texting on. But, you know, have a date night and stick with it. Treat leisure appointments as seriously as business appointments. If you have plans to do something for fun, make sure you put it on your calendar and stick to it, just like you would a job. Also, giving is generous. Keep doing it, but be open to receiving as well. Yeah, that's important. You know, my friends and myself, we're givers, but make sure that you receive, because I think I said on my first show, giving and receiving, it's a circle. And, you know, say up top is the giving and on the bottom of the circle is receiving. If you don't complete that circle, eventually you're not going to be able to give. So emotional self-care for the people pleasers. Here's a good one that I need to remember. Oh, gosh, do I. So before you agree to another obligation, take a pause and ask yourself, am I agreeing to this because I really want to, or because I think I should? And there's a word I try not to use. If you are continually shoulding yourself into a corner, start using your no. In fact, for a while I practiced in the mirror. I would look and I would just say, no, 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 thank you, no. Because I tended, when I wanted to not do something, I would have all these excuses. And a good person who delegates, man, they can just weed right through. Oh, but, oh, come on, you'll get so much help. Oh, yeah. You know, they could get me in a minute, too. You know, but if I just said no, you know, no, thank you. It was so much easier to break away from that. So for you guys who are continually, you know, trying to please people by taking on another obligation, please use your no. And here's another one. I'll repeat it. It's the learn how to breathe deeply and meditate. It's so important. It's not, you know, it's not being touted by just about every healthcare professional for the fun of it. It really, really helps. So also embrace the importance of having boundaries for yourself and others. Show your body some love every day. Healthy body, healthy heart, healthy mind. And make a list of personal ways you choose to numb out from life. Do you look to food? Yeah, me. Shopping? Yeah, not so much. Endless hours of browsing on the internet or TV? Oh, yeah. It says increase your awareness of these triggers. And once you're familiar with your personal triggers, make a plan on how you might choose to react differently. I have tried to stay away from all devices at night. Sometimes I succeed and sometimes I don't. But in any event, I'm making some strides in that area. Have at least one friend who is your support person in times of struggle. I have two at least, and they're on the phone with me. The one who is deserving. The one who is deserving of listening to your stories. I like this. Your vulnerability buddy. You know, and you know that if I cry to you or tell you something painful, that you're my vulnerability buddy. So these are some really good things. It says, here's another one. The next time you reach for that large block of chocolate, oh, I wish I had a large block of chocolate, or the big bag of crisps, whatever your comfort food is, ask yourself, what is it that I really need right now? What am I looking for? Love? Attention? Am I sad about something? You know, am I avoiding feeling? And all of those, when I ask myself, it's usually, I'm not hungry. I don't want that chocolate. Or maybe I do just a little bit, but no, what am I avoiding feeling? And this is one thing I absolutely love, and it's so powerful. I'll probably do a whole show about this sometime, and that is appreciating the small miracles in our daily lives. It always leads to a focal point of more. Cultivate the practice of gratitude. You know, when I used to drive to work every day, and, you know, first of all, I don't like getting up early. And second of all, you know, I was going to work. I would stop at this one particularly very long light, and I could see mountains in the distance and birdies flying. And I would actually take some deep breaths. And I would just be so grateful that I had another day of life on this planet and in this body. And it changed everything. I would go to work feeling so positive and happy, and that was contagious. And I was the boss right underneath my boss. It's called a lead, and I would affect everybody. Everybody always felt better. In fact, I had one guy, and I think sometimes he had about 4 hours sleep. But I would say, "How you doing?" He'd walk in. He's like, "Oh, I didn't get much sleep." And I'm like, "Okay, but we're gonna, we would do some quick breathing, and we'd turn up the music before we were open, and we'd dance a little bit because he loved to dance." And then it was like, "Okay," and he was on for the rest of the day. He was awesome. Anyway, so also allow yourself to be open to connection with others. Whether you're experiencing sublime joy or suffering, there is someone a short distance from you having a similar experience, and we're really never truly alone. I meet people all the time, and we get to share an amazing connection, whether it's in the grocery store line or walking down the street. It's pretty amazing, and I really... I think it's life-affirming to do that. Look at all compliments as small deposits of love. Don't feel weird about them. Receive them with grace. Now, I will compliment someone, and if they go, not my hair. My hair is so messy this morning, or whatever, if they try to explain that, I say, The proper response is, thank you. Thank you. If you have a hard time with compliments, just remember, do not say, "Oh, this old blouse I got at the thrift store for $2. While that may be true, that's not what they're saying. They are giving you a compliment on your excellent taste. Whether it costs $2 or $240, say thank you. Big smile on your face. Now, if they ask you where you got it, in the next sentence, you could tell them, but take that beautiful compliment with grace. Here's one I absolutely love: nurture and celebrate your creativity. I don't know why I was the only one sitting up in the recycled, art exhibit area playing with twist ties and cardboard and punch holes. But I was celebrating my creativity, and I absolutely... It freed my mind. It freed me. It was absolutely wonderful. I felt like I was nurturing my creativity. It made my brain go somewhere else. I probably spent almost an hour up there playing with twist ties and cardboard, and no one came there. They, to their credit, they might not have known it was there, but it was very, very wonderful. I was very nurturing to myself that day. So also practice self-compassion and use it every time you are having a less than stellar day. Write yourself a love letter. Has anyone done that? Has you done that, Brenda or Candy?
No. I have done something similar. It wasn't a formal love letter, but it was similar. I was telling myself the things that I thought were really great about me. But I didn't write it like I would write a sweetie. It was just more of a listing of things I appreciated.
Now, let me tell you, in two workshops that I took, one with Louise Hay and also one with, I'm not thinking of his name. He's amazing. Mike Dolan, I think. He was in the movie Secrets. Anyway, both of them had postcards, and we were to write something loving to ourselves, a love letter, and then and we addressed it to ourselves, and then we at some point months later he'd put a stamp on it and send it to us, and it was so cool. The first one I got, I looked at the writing and I was like, "Whoa, I know that person," because I had completely forgot that I had done that, and then I read it and it was so wonderful, and I highly recommend it, even if you have to go send it to yourself. Now, if you have a good buddy, write yourself a love letter and then ask them to send it to you, and you won't know when it'll come, and, and then read it, and, think of it as, someone that absolutely loves you, because we should love ourselves.
Lydia, I wanted to just congratulate you and tell you this is the perfect venue for you, and I'll talk to you soon.
That's why we're friends.
Thanks for everything.
I love
this
you.
Was great.
I love you so much, and do something sweet for yourself,
you too.
Okay? Because
I will. I'm going
it.
To a party. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's fun. Tell everybody hi and tell them about my radio show.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, here's another one, to listen to your favorite music and do that often. The morning, you know, if you're not a morning person like me, turn on your music. Maybe even dance really silly and frenetically in the mirror and have a good laugh because it just really opens you up, you know. There's so many different ways that you can do healthcare and, self-care. There we go, healthcare, self-care. Because we have to have that to love ourselves more, definitely.
Right.
You know, you can practice all the aforementioned with self-compassion, and also, this is a big one, imperfection. If you don't do it right, if you write the love letter and forget to send it or feel silly about asking someone to send it to you, it's okay. Love yourself through it. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. Lord only knows I am not perfect. But you got to make your self-care a priority because it's really not something that happens or doesn't happen by accident. Yeah. And my last and my least favorite one is spiritual self-care. We did talk about the meditation. Meditation is very, very important. Contemplation and mindfulness. Maybe you're not a meditation sort of person. I'm not really. I have a really hard time with the practice of meditation, but I do have a lot of contemplation and also mindfulness. And you might find it helpful to develop a regular meditation routine every day or not, or practice using mindfulness to stay aware of the present moment. Yeah, staying aware of that present moment. I find it completely helpful and powerful to do it while I'm eating because I tend to use my fork as a shovel. And I learned as a very young girl to eat fast. We had to be back at school. We had 30 minutes, and it took about 10 minutes to walk there and back, so 20 minutes. So we might have had, 3 minutes to prepare something, my sister usually doing it for me. She was such a good big sister. She helped me a lot. And then we had to hurry back to school. So now I have a hard time being mindful, like chewing my food, looking at my plate and enjoying all the different wonderful foods there. So it's very important. Reading for inspiration. I have about 5 books right by my bed right now, and I read them, I might read them, couple paragraphs. I hardly read any of my inspirational books all the way through, with a few exceptions. But I keep them by my bedside, and if I need some inspiration, I'll grab one of them and just start reading again. And internet sources, there's tons of inspiration on the internet and the radio. I may add, just to plug my own show and also Brenda's shows. She has 2 shows. She has a Filmcology show, and that is very powerful. She just talked about the movie Blackfish and had me in tears, but it was inspirational. It was very inspirational for me. And that's on Thursdays, is that right?
Yes, that's on Thursdays, yeah.
Yeah, what's the next movie?
The next movie is Stand Up Guys. It's a comedy.
Oh, good.
We need to lighten things up a little.
Yeah, that last one. Oof.
Yeah, it was hard. Yeah, it was hard. Stand Up Guys is Christopher Walken, one of my absolute favorite nutballs out there, and Alan Arkin,
cool.
Another favorite nutball, and then Al Pacino, who's everything. I mean, he does everything, but...
Oh, my gosh, I haven't seen that. Oh, hoping I can...
Yeah, they're sort of like old-time, criminals and, some kind of last job. Sorry about that.
Cool.
But, yeah, and... but what's interesting, I was just
tell you real quickly, one of the shows that's coming up, actually after Stand Up Guys, is called Pretty Ugly People with Melissa McCarthy and Missy Pyle. And it's about a woman who uses food to, you know, comfort herself, emotional eating. And so she was the big gal, and all her friends are smaller, and how she surprises them with being, I guess, thinner and deals with their sort of not very good attitudes.
Wow.
So you were talking about how, you know, the food with eating, yeah.
Yeah, I do emotionally eat, and it's something I'm working on and loving myself through, definitely. And also, Brenda has a wonderful show called BYO Brilliance, Bring Your Own Brilliance. That's exactly how to say it. Yes, BYO Brilliance. And I love it, and it is definitely uplifting. And when I take the time to listen to it, whether it be on the archives, which is easy to do, or live, I am very I'm very uplifted. It's a self care to listen to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
The one that's coming up for that is called The Brilliance of you know, protecting your house. Your house being you.
Uh-huh.
And the people you allow into your house.
Yeah. Gotta have those boundaries sometimes.
Yeah. It's kind of a more relationship kind of thing, but.
Good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that. Now, that's Tuesday at.
That's Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Yeah.
2 o'clock your time, 3 o'clock mine.
Right.
No.
Right.
No. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at that.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
and I have to admit I'm still not really sure about the schedule for me, but I'll get it together.
Oh, I know, it's all a learning process for sure, definitely. And then we have
I did want to give you some kudos about last week's show.
Uh huh.
Because you were talking about the hugging, and you know, going up and hugging people. Well, I'm stuck at home most of the time, so I just was looking around, and one morning few mornings after that, I got up and I thought, I'm going to hug my dogs because that's who's here. And I'm so busy with school and stuff that most of the time I'm not as demonstrative as I used to be when you're racked up in school. And so I started the day with, oh, I'm going to hug you guys. I'm getting my hugs out of you. And we started our morning that way. We were so happy that my dog, who has some hip pain, she was just spry.
Aww.
So I want to thank you for the hugging section you had from your first show. I actually took your advice.
Well, you are very welcome. I'm going to take that compliment. And she just yelled in my ear, 90 seconds. So I'm going to take that. But you guys, I'll tell you, I don't really want to give you homework, but I am. I want you to do some self-care for yourself today. I don't care if you're going getting your doctorate. I don't care if you're studying all day. But it can be as simple as hugging your dog. Definitely all want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, and especially when we're doing the hard things. So I appreciate you, I love you, and I am so glad that you are listening to me, and I hope you tune in next week. Next week we will be talking about baby steps in the most loving way. You know, I like to think of myself as a baby sometimes. It helps me to be more loving to myself, and you know, babies, when they're learning to walk, they fall down a whole lot. But you certainly wouldn't say, well, now, baby, you failed at that, so don't take another step. No. You lovingly kiss their boo-boos away and say, come on, get back up. So we'll be talking next week about baby steps. I appreciate you very, very much. And I am so excited to be here, and I hope that you are going to listen again next week. Like I said, it's going to be baby steps, and it's time to love yourself. That's what it's all about. Remember, it's always time to love and love yourself. Thank you so much. You guys are absolutely awesome. We know that.
Thank you.